Welcome to Friend Group, a podcast that highlights how young people are navigating life's biggest questions. You can think of the show as if it was your second friend group, the friends you turn to when in need of a second opinion. You'll hear how various young people dealt with the issues we've all gone through, like heartbreak, sexuality, and more. Each season of Friend Group will focus on a specific question. And for our second season, we're asking, what does love mean? I'm Kayla, co-founder of Astro Studios and your host. Today, you'll be hearing from Adil, a 23-year-old who thinks of love as seeing the reality of people and accepting them as they are. But before that, remember, you can find more shows like this on our website, astrostudios.xyz. And now, here's our story. What's your name and age?
My name is Adil. Actually, wait, I'll say it in the Turkish. I Americanized my name. My name is Adil, and I'm 23 years old.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes, I have. Multiple times.
How do you know when you're in love?
Oh, that's so hard. I've actually been thinking about this because I was recently in something that was relatively like short, but I was very upset when it ended. And I was talking to people and I was like, oh, like, you know, I don't want to say that I was in love because it feels like it's a bit too much to say that in that case. But it's like the feelings, the affection, the care, the like kind of the tenderness towards the other person is there. So I think it's a little hard to say. I don't really know the difference between like feeling a lot of love for someone and like loving someone. Maybe it's like easier to tell when you're kind of in the upper bound of love that it's love. And maybe that's like a case that's kind of on edge. I think in general, when you begin to be very affected by whatever state they're in, you know, when they're happy, you're happy. When they're sad, you're sad. And you just care for them so much and you really want things to go well for them. You're just happy to talk to them.
How does being in love feel like to you?
I think love looks very different with different people. And I think that's kind of special in itself. So for context, I was in like a very long, like 4-year relationship. And obviously at the end of 4 years, love looks completely different. You know, love, I mean, we've talked about, I saw him yesterday. We were talking about it. And I think the love we had for each other was very much the feeling of home. Like he was my home. And it was especially important because I'd moved to the US and I didn't know anyone and my family's so far away. I'm from Turkey. And he was just like, he was my home. I would go to him whenever something went wrong and I would find that comfort in him. And that's like a very different type of love. And then there are other times when like the most recent thing, which is like very short, it was very new. It was just like, I was so excited to talk to him. Like, you know, I was really looking for, we would call each other, he wasn't here, we would call each other every day. And I would just be like, I'd just be happy to talk to him and get to learn about him. And that's like the excitement. That's, yeah, that looks different. And then there's like love with friends where it's just, I think there are many different forms of love. But in the end, it's just connection and feeling like someone sees you and feeling like you see them. It's being vulnerable. And I think it's the moment where you can put down your guard and just be fully yourself with them.
You think it's easy to fall in love with people?
I'm so bad at this. I fall in love so easily with people. And I used to think this was a bad thing. And then actually a week ago, I was talking to a friend and he was like, oh, tell me, what have you been doing? And like, I had to take him through all this story because he knew that I was like, he didn't know about the last guy, he knew about the guy before. I was like, oh, you know, that ended and now there's this guy, but it's kind of ending. And he was just like, Adil, like, come on. And I was like, I know, like, it's, I just like, end up feeling so strongly so fast. And he was saying that he's like that too, but that at the end of the day, it's a good thing because, you know, he would prefer to be a person who loves really fast than be a person who like has so much difficulty feeling strongly for people and committing to people. So now I'm like, I think of it positively, but I definitely fall in love a bit too fast. Yeah.
Do you think you fall out of love just as easily?
Oh, no. That's kind of the problem, right? I mean, to be honest, I think if you really love someone, I don't think the love ever ends. I don't think it should. And this is like hot takes, but I think, I mean, I'm friends with my exes. I'm friends with the 4-year ex. I'm friends with the person after that. Like, and I strongly believe that you shouldn't, I mean, there are exceptions, of course. There are like toxic relationships and where you should cut them out. But I think once you love someone, it's not just about loving the relationship, right? It's about loving the person. It's about having a connection with that person. So I don't think the relationship ending should mean that the feelings end. You just figure out what it looks like now. And in fact, like yesterday I was with a 4-year ex and we were talking about this and we were like, we've been struggling to find what it should look like now. You know, how do we continue to be there for each other? How do we continue this friendship? I think both of us understand that it's like, oh, we're going to like keep loving each other. That's never going to go away. Like you've shared everything with this person for 4 years. You saw them every day. Like, I don't think you ever really like fall out of love with them. It's just realizing that the romantic relationship isn't going to work. I don't know if you've read like Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, but like it's like the new hit book, the new Sally Rooney, basically. And there's this part in it that I really like where he says, you know, the way to become friends with an ex-lover is to never stop loving them, to realize that when one form of love ends, another begins. And I think that's kind of true. It's like, yeah, that was again a long answer.
What do you think it is about you or the person that you're falling in love with that makes it so easy to love?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good question. I've thought about this a lot. I think love is sort of like a muscle, you know, like once you fall in love with someone, it becomes easier to fall in love with others. Because I think love is fundamentally about being able to see the other person clearly and understand them. And I think once you understand one person, it's almost like the hard thing is to get out of yourself. You know, we're all so self-centered and we think about things only in our terms and we like understand life only in comparison to ourselves. And I think the hard initial step is to go outside of that and see another person. But I think once you do that with one person, it becomes easier to see other people clearly and love them. And I think like you start to notice small things about people that are just like, that you have so much affection for. And I think, I mean, it helps when people know themselves. I think I know myself. I think in general, I'm kind of a loving person. I think this is something I struggle with because the last person I remember the first moment I saw him because I was talking to this friend who does like this talk show thing, kind of like as a joke, like it's only her friends who watch it. And I met her and we were in this big event and it's like this big room. And she tells me, oh, like, you know, I interviewed that guy. And like, she points to him and there's like so much distance between us and him. And then she yells out his name, which I won't say his name. And she's like, oh, raise your hand. And he looks. And without saying anything, he just goes like this. And he's just like, the way he did that was, I don't know why, I thought it was so adorable, the way he like raised his hand immediately without asking questions. And then we went up to him and we started talking to him. And he just never asked why he was asked to raise his hand. Like, and I thought that was also just like, I thought that was so cute. I was like, I need to get to know this guy. We had a very brief interaction, but afterwards and then kind of like 4 months passed before we saw each other again because he was traveling. And I think it was funny that both of us felt that there was something in like the first moment, and I don't know what it was. So I think this is something that I'm thinking about now because that person is someone I had like limited interactions with, and yet I knew instantly that it was like, oh, there's like something special. And then the next time I saw him, like 4 months later, I thought I was only going to see him for a day. And then he was like leaving again. So I was like, okay, like I joked with him that we shouldn't try to get to know each other since we're not gonna like actually get to do that. So we just went around the party kind of messing with people. We told people that we went to the same kindergarten, and they'd be like, oh, you're Turkish too. And he's very clearly not Turkish. And he would try to like speak Turkish and whatever. And it was just like hilarious. And then after that day, I just kind of became like, I couldn't stop thinking about him. And maybe I have a friend who likes to say that we fall in love with a person we can play with. And maybe that's true. Like, you know, the childish element, I think, is very important to me now. And I just really like that I could play with him, you know, like we could go around like messing with people and laugh together. And that felt purer than just like the small talk. I guess like at the end of the day, it's about connection. And it's really easy to find that connection if you can play with someone. Like fundamentally, I guess it's about the connection.
With like long-term relationships and short flings or situationships, how do you tell the difference between actually loving them or maybe just being infatuated with them?
That's
or being
a really
full
good
of lust
question. I think a lot of infatuation, like what makes infatuation is that you're not seeing the other person clearly. You're imagining, right? You're idealizing them. So it's like you're trying to build this puzzle of them, and you're filling in the parts you don't see yet with all the things you would want to see. And I think that's like the classic sign of infatuation. I think it's different if you're very conscious of who they are. Like if you know their flaws, if you've had like conversations that are difficult, you know, it's not always fun. Then like, and you still love them and you love their flaws and you love like little things about them. It's not this like picture you've built up in your head that you love, but it's, you like the way they laugh and you like the way they approach the world and you like their thinking. I mean, also one thing about me, as you can tell, is like I'm a talker, which means that like a week into getting to know someone, we've talked about everything, you know? So I think the more you know about a person and the more like if the love grows as you get to know them, I think that's not infatuation. But I don't know.
As somebody that's been in love multiple times, how do you think it changes you?
I mean, it definitely changes you. It's kind of hard, though, because I think it really depends on the person. I mean, I think part of loving someone and just letting them get so close to you is to know that you're going to get changed, obviously, but you don't really know how. And that's kind of part of the exciting thing. And when I look at my relationships, I think all of them changed me in very different ways because they were very different people. So I think there's like one side of it, which is the effect that the person has on you. And that really depends on who they are. You know, they inspire you. I wouldn't be with someone if they didn't inspire me. I respect them. I admire them. So there are certain qualities that I see in them that are just that I end up like aspiring to, and that changes you. But love, I think just it makes you a better person. I think if you actually love someone, you definitely become a better person because you start to see things you see in them in other people, and suddenly it becomes easier to love everyone. And I think obviously when you get to know someone, you see them not as like this god, but I was just like, oh, you're so human. You know, like you see the ways they fail and you're like, oh, you're so human. And I think you gain an appreciation for what that means. And then you start to see it in everyone around you. And suddenly, like, it becomes so much easier to have affection for everyone. And I think it just makes you a more loving person.
I just thought of this, but you said before that you fall in love easily, but you don't fall out as quickly.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with loving different people? Like, does it ever take a toll on you or?
Oh, definitely. I think one thing I used to think, which I don't think anymore, I used to think that love was kind of a limited resource. You know, there's only so many people you can love. I mean, especially because in Turkey, actually, we have a different word for like love that is like so intense. It's like soulmate love. We have a different word for it. It's not just love. It's called like aşk. And you know, so much of Turkish culture and so many of the stories I was raised with are about aşk, and like how essentially this idea that there's only one person, and then like, you know, you become more, you grow up and you say, okay, maybe it's not one person, but like a few people, but it's still like limited. You keep thinking that it's limited. And then I used to be scared because I like fall in love so easily with people that what if I run out? Like, you know, I keep like finding people to love, and I'm just like, does my love become less because I've loved people? You know, I used to think about that. And now I don't think so, because I think, as I said, I think love is kind of like a muscle. And like, you, when you like, I don't think loving someone else takes away from the love you can have for another person. But does it take a toll on you? I think to some extent it does, because loving someone means that you let them get close to you and you let them hurt you, essentially, right? Like, if you love someone, they can hurt you in ways that no one else can. And I think fundamentally it is hard to care for other people and to be moved by their sadness. And I think in general, because I don't fall in love, I fall out of love easily, means that at the end of relationships, I'm like very hurt. I mean, not even hurt. I wouldn't say hurt, because I don't feel like they've done something wrong, but I think I'm just sad for a long time and I miss them for a long time. But I think the people I've loved are just the best people. I like, they're such amazing people, and they know me and they understand me. And I've never had a case where like I couldn't talk to them anymore. So for example, a week ago, I was feeling sad about the most recent thing, and like I could talk to him about it, and he was like, how are you doing? And I told him, you know, it's been ups and downs, and I like still think about it. And he's like, yeah, I get that. And that was just such a lovely conversation to have, because you like, I felt that he continued to care about me. And so, you know, even though I think I still have like very strong feelings for him, and I think I will continue to have strong feelings, even if like it gets transformed into friendship feelings, like I don't think it becomes a problem, because I choose those people very carefully in the end. Like, you know, I think they're just such good people. Like, that's something I care about, that they're good people, and they wouldn't be people to like block me or like stop talking to me. And I think if that had happened, I would have been a lot more hurt, but that just, I know that that won't happen, because they're just great people.
Why do you think love gets so complicated?
Because I mean, we're stupid. I think we're just stupid, honestly. Like, it's so hard to not let other things get in the way. I mean, ego and pride get in the way so much. It's like, I don't know, it's so hard to get over that, you know? You don't want to be the one who loves more, the one who cares more, the one, whatever, like all these things. And then you get jealous, and like all of those obviously are just like flaws. I think the other interesting thing is like, and I have this a lot, because like when I love someone, you know, you want to get close to them. That's like what love is, right? I think maturity is about realizing when there needs to be some distance, so you don't fall into this thing that's just like all consuming and takes too much. Like, fundamentally, I think love, like romantic relationships and friendships, they're about getting to support one another. Like, you can't be everything for a person, but you can hope to make their life better. But I think when you get too close to a person, the risk of making their life worse is just so high. And I think so often, instead of expanding each other's worlds, we try to limit it. And then that leads to all sorts of problems. Like, people are in relationships where their life has become about the relationship, and they're just sad. Or like, I know that I've done this in the past, where like, I don't know if I was as respectful as I should have been of like the things they needed to do. Like, you know, they needed to focus on their career or on their school, on their whatever. And I think as much as I would have wanted to be a person who's just like, I get that, I understand that, you know, like, you do you, like, I just want to support you, a part of you is like, no, like, give me attention, give me affection, like, you know. And I think it's hard to balance those desires. And I think the more you grow up, the more you're like self-sufficient. like not self-sufficient. I don't believe in self-sufficiency, but the more mature you are, the happier you are being yourself, the more you have like passions in life other than the relationship. Like a relationship can't be the entire meaning of your life. Then the relationship becomes better. But I think we just like aren't very, like, it just takes time to learn to do all those things. And I think because we're trying to like grow, a relationship is just like hard to do, especially in the like around this age. Yeah.
What's something you learned being in love? Something that like you're in a relationship and maybe afterwards you realized or you unlocked a new perspective about love in general that sort of changed the way that you navigate relationships, friendships.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of this stuff that I'm talking about is stuff I've learned, because I don't think I think about my first high school relationship. It was kind of horrible. Like, we wanted to be everything for each other. We were so jealous, so limiting. We like isolated each other from the world and we depended so much on each other. It just like wasn't good. And I think all of this is like stuff I've learned with time. But I think the biggest thing I've learned is you kind of have to take people fully as they are. You know, it's kind of a package deal. You don't get to pick and choose qualities by criticizing. I would criticize people a lot and I would try to change them a lot. And you realize people are just the way they are. You try to get to understand them. And hopefully, like, they, of course, want to grow. But I think it's not like you get to pick and choose qualities you want in your partner and that's, like, all they are. You kind of have to accept them as, like, whoever. And also, like, I think the most, like, biggest revelation for me was there's some qualities that I really loved in my partner that also, like, and, like, resulted in things that I hate. So, for example, one of the people I was seeing, he's a very, like, excitable person. Like, he's so passionate, he's so driven, and that makes it so fun to talk to him, and that means that he's, like, done so much in life, and he's just, when you're around him, I think you want to live, you know, like, he just, like, makes you excited about living. But that also means that he gets distracted, and he gets focused on his work, and he's like not always accessible, and that's fine. And realizing that, you know, these positive qualities also mean that he's going to be very passionate about his work, and that's going to mean that he's going to be like, you know, there are going to be times of the day where he doesn't want to look at his phone because he wants to focus. And just learning to respect that and see that and accept him as a like as whole was, I think, kind of hard, but it's something I learned with time. Yeah.
What do you think love means?
That's so hard. I don't know. I think one of my favorite philosophers, Iris Murdoch, who anyone who hasn't read her should go and read her. She's amazing. She says that love is seeing the reality of people. And I really like that. I mean, we know we're real. We know that our emotions are real. You know, like when you feel pain, you feel pain. When you're happy, you're happy. Like we have this immediate, like, yeah, kind of this immediacy to our emotions that we're just like very aware of them. And then it's very easy with other people to like have an abstract sense that they're people who go through similar emotions as you. But I don't think we appreciate what that means. I don't think we realize that they live in the way that we live and they like inhabit their own mind all the time. And their sadness is something they go through day after day or whatever. Like, just what it means for them to go through the same emotions as you and be like as human, as real as you are. And I think loving someone is just when their humanity is not an abstract notion anymore. You feel their feelings in the way that you feel your own feelings. And in that sense, you're so aware of their reality. And that's what makes it so hard to ignore it when they're sad, like you really want to help them. And I think fundamentally any form of love is about that. It's incorporating their well-being into yours because you see them as real and you understand them.
Astro is a podcast company focused on capturing the conversations that come for you and making them available when you need them the most. Thank you to Adele for sharing her unique perspective, story, and wisdom. These podcasts are made possible by people like you. We believe we're all interesting. So if you'd like to share your story with us, go to astrostudios.xyz for more information on casting and to find more shows like this. You can also keep up with us on all socials at astrostudios.xyz. Thank you so much for listening.